story.
It is very interesting. I believe I've stayed at that hotel. What are you doing? Go over to your place.
Is this here?
Yes. Corner? For God's sakes. Sit. What are you trying to... For God... You know... you may be a director. How are you?
I'm good.
Is this an exciting time for you with the release of this movie?
It's usually really crazy, you know, because it's the time that everyone kind of does their initial evaluation of you. So you walk down the street and they go, you're a genius. And the next person goes, you suck. And it's literally like within 10 feet, and it keeps on going all day long for like the next month. So it's a very kind of up and down thing.
You find people on the street, well, literally? Just,
like, not the street. Actually, the street is, it'll be like a newspaper. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, the people will be like, I love you. You're my
favorite.
I love Unbreakable. And then you see the newspaper. He sucks.
You suck, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a shock when you found out that newspapers could print bad things about you? Because it's, I remember when I was a kid, if you got your name in the newspaper, it was always like, you hit a double or you won an award. Like, when you're 12, nobody ever writes, that guy sucks. But when you get older, it's open season.
My relatives at first didn't realize that, so they'd always email me or send me the bad reviews. Gosh, what New York Times said about you? And they'd send it to me, thanks. My dad just brought over all these magazines. Here, you suck.
Wouldn't it be great if maybe on like the cover of a magazine it just said that? You have your picture?
It's coming. Trust me.
You think?
It's coming.
That's a nice move, though. Passive aggressive. I like that in a family. They fight through magazine articles. I think that's nice. The surprise ending of this movie. Here's what I'm going to guess. No, don't. Don't give it away. Here's what I think.
But
the lady in the lake, the water, is Bruce Willis. Right or wrong? Right or wrong?
Close.
Turns out to be a dude. This doesn't have
No, it's like Signs didn't really have one of those kind of paradigm shifts.
Right.
Kind of little surprises, and this is in that vein of kind of little surprises that build up.
Can I tell you, paradigm shift is such a more impressive name for it than one of those, what's your trick ending?
Right.
Exactly. I like the paradigm shift thing better. Let me, I want to talk to you quickly, Signs you brought up. Mm-hmm. Mel Gibson.
Yes.
You know, he has this reputation now. Oh, he's a crazy person, another thing. We actually, we did a little something for him at the Oscars.
Right.
Couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more enthusiastic, couldn't have been a better guy to deal with.
Right. Well, you know, he's super intense, kind of really believes in what he believes in guy. And if he you know, when he says yes to a movie, he's 100% there. And we had the greatest time.
He's pleasant.
He works so hard.
And enjoyable.
He is enjoyable. So kind to everybody.
And what's with the, I don't care for it. Willis the same way.
Yep.
You've been very lucky.
I've been
very
lucky.
Who's a prick? Anybody you work with where you thought?
everybody's been awesome on my movies. They really have, but some of them have had reps, but on my flicks, they've been really, really sweet.
For the director, is it difficult, you know, when you're on a film set, the director truly is an emperor of a feudal system. You know, you are, it is more power than... I think Kim Jong-il, I think that's why he I think that's why he wants to be a director, because of the power. Is it hard to turn that off when you have, you know, with relationships in regular life, it's hard to say to them, cut.
It is a little difficult when you get home and then my wife is the director at home, and so it kind of gets a little tricky because you have no power. Take the garbage out. You go
Don't you have a stunt double at home? Don't you have Isn't there someone you can call on to get you out of there?
Unfortunately, no. That's not the gig.
Are you haunted by dreams? Are you... Mm. Because your movies, even that scene we just saw, it's very foreboding. As far as I know, that's the funniest thing you've thought of. Like, what is in your... Is there a dark part of your mind that you're working over here?
No, I actually don't have any dreams at all. Very, very...
You don't remember?
Mundane. I don't really... They're very boring. I think I do it all day long, so that part of the brain goes to sleep. I don't do anything. I sleep when I sleep.
So the genesis of it, it's not, you don't wake up at 2 a.m. and go, I have an idea, dead people.
No,
but
no.
They're, you know.
Nothing like that. You stare for 8 months at a wall, and then you go, I got it. It's not an exciting thing. I wish I had a better answer.
I was hoping you had demons, dude. I was hoping that as you were talking, you would just lean in and go, I killed a man 3 years ago. Like Telltale Heart. Well, this thing, you happy with this one? Okay.
Super happy with it. This one's, you know, it's a fairy tale that I told my kids. It's a bedtime story that I told my kids that got scarier and scarier.
Can I tell you something? You may not be haunted by dreams. I bet your kids are terrified. Lady in the Water. It's going to be opening in theaters everywhere on Friday. M. Night Shyamalan. Thank you so much for joining us.